Good morning, class. Today we're going to study the ideas and themes relating to growing up from the 2012 film Boyhood. Boyhood was directed by Richard Linklater and was filmed over a period of 12 years, and about 2 weeks out of those 12 years were used to shoot to get the desired growing up aspect of the movie. Growing up is essentially one of the main themes in Boyhood, as it is about Mason Jr., how he grew up and how the people around him grow in different ways. One character that had tremendous growth throughout the movie is Mason Jr.'s dad, Mason Sr. At the start of the movie, Mason Sr. is the fun and cool dad with no sense of real responsibility when it comes to Samantha and Mason. A symbol of his lack of parental thinking and knowledge is his car, a GTO. Mason Sr.'s car is a symbol that he is young and reckless and is not ready for any type of responsibilities that involve the kids. A scene where we can see that he's still figuring himself out and not really knowing what to do is when he picks up the kids from Olivia's house so they can stay over his for the weekend. You can see the car, obviously, he's leaning against the car waiting for the kids, but then goes up to Olivia and starts talking to her. Usually when two people talk to each other, the type of shot that directors use is a 180 shot where it shows two people talking together unless they have a very disconnected relationship. Mason Sr. and Olivia have a very disconnected relationship at this time of the movie. As it shows when they have a conversation, it goes from when Olivia talks, it's showing just her face. And then when Mason Sr. is talking, it goes and cuts right to his face. Even their conversation is very disjointed, and it can tell that they still have a lot of room to grow as a family, even though they're not together. Further into the movie, Mason Sr. grows as a person and as a father to Samantha and Mason Jr. He has a second chance at a new family. He marries his new wife, Annie, and has a baby. This shows that he has tremendous growth as he's taking the time to look after the baby and spend time with his wife and doing things that she likes. A sign of his growth is that he got rid of his GTO for a more safer car, a minivan. Olivia is also another character that has grown as well. She went from a struggling single mother who married an abusive drunk to a happy mother who did her kids proud. She made some bad decisions in the past relating to her choice in men. She married her psychology professor, Bill, who turned out to be a closeted alcoholic who had an abusive tendencies towards Olivia and her kids, and more so to his own kids. A scene that really shows this is when Olivia and the kids are having either lunch or dinner when Bill comes into the kitchen, slamming the door behind him. He grabs a cup from the counter and has a bottle of what looks like tequila or vodka in the other hand. He slams both onto the table and sits down. He makes a show of pouring himself a drink and then drinks it all. He asks the girls if they have a problem with him pouring a drink. They say no, and he pours himself another. He then goes to Mason saying, "You don't like me very much." And Mason shakes his head. And then he was like, "Well, me too. I don't like me very much either." Mason has a blank face. And then Bill says to him, "You think that's funny?" And then smashes the cup, throws his glass, and smashes it right in front of Mason's plate, making Olivia scream in shock and horror. He then looks down to his own son, saying, You feeling left out, huh?" And then throws the empty bottle close to his head, but it goes on the floor. Olivia yells at Bill. Bill roughly pushes his son's chair out and shoves him to the ground, telling him to clean it up, and then yells, "I hate squash." This shows how he has his violent tendencies towards the kids. Earlier on in the movie, it shows that he has controlling tendencies on his own children. It took her another go with the military guy Jim, but it didn't work out. The way that Olivia grew is the way that she chose her men. After Jim, she did not have any other men in her life. She's better as an independent woman. Technology also played a part in the way that characters have grown up. Since the movie was filmed over a period of 12 years, from 2002 to 2012, the technology changes each year, from the songs that are playing in the background, giving the audience a little sense of what year it is during the scenes, to the type of technology that they are using in the scenes as well, like video games that they are playing, the phones that they're using, and computers. All that hopes to tell the audience what year it is. Thank you so much for coming to this lecture. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.